Coming up on TMS, soda is not lemonade.
1958 knew what was up.
Gimme a nugget or the burger gets it.
Uh-oh. No one is ringling any brothers now.
Shkreli got poo-faced.
Yay. Major spoilers and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
And notify the newspapers, the television, and the radio networks, the periodicals, and the scientific journals that I'll receive the press in my office this afternoon at 3:30. I have an important announcement to make. Anyone not here at 3:30... will be barred.
There was some very inconsistent moments of wetness. You are correct. The Morning Stream.
The Morning Stream. I will feast on your soul.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Morning Stream, TMS for short, for Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, which is the 16th of January, 2017. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Scott Johnson. How are you?
I'm okay. You're still illin', yo.
I'm illin'.
Doot, yeah. Did license to ill. Brian's license to ill, everybody.
That's
license
right.
To ill. The flu bug's still poking you in the butt, is it?
Day six flu bug. Yeah, and I was talking about this with the chat room earlier, is that if I could get a decent night's sleep, mm-hmm. it probably would help a tremendous amount. But when you've got sinus congestion, and the way I phrased it is, hell lies at the intersection of sleep apnea and sinus congestion.
No kidding, dude. And rest is key. Like, that's the most important freaking thing. And how can you rest if you got the apnea deal going?
Totally. Yeah,
that's no good. By the way, I didn't understand how apnea worked until I saw a thing on YouTube the other day.
Uh-huh.
I'd always just assumed, you snore and it blocks your thing and whatever. I kind of had a cursory understanding or knowledge of what was going
on. That's a pretty accurate, 90% of it, right?
That's a good basic knowledge. It's enough to get me by. But I saw some 3D illustrations of what's actually going on back there.
Uh-huh.
So the way your
soft palate.
Yeah, the way it relaxes. And then like hangs down and like goes and like causes like a block blockage there. I just never really visualized it before. In my mind it was just like, like no big deal. But no, it's more than that. So I feel for you, dude. My dad had that. I have a little of that, not quite CPAP level.
Right.
Of that. But can you wear the apparatus while you're dealing with the flu like this?
I can, but if I can't breathe through my nose, then it kind of makes it really difficult. So what I have to do is like do a snort of like Afrin spray, that spray the onephedrine or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And that clears my nostrils and my sinuses up to where I can breathe. But guess what? That stuff is not a what is it? That is a stimulant. So trying to get to sleep after you do that stuff is pretty damn close to impossible.
Yeah, no, it's the difference between what you were doing and what Richard Pryor was doing in 1982. Very small difference. Small.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's basically cocaine in that thing.
No, I am a doctor.
Oh, man. At your own peril, listen to Film Sack from this weekend for, I think, one of the worst movies we've ever done.
Easily.
But it was fun. Still a good episode and worth checking out. Okay, we got a few things to go over today. We got Daryl today. We've got a bunch of news and stuff. We got Steven a little bit later. And while the rest of the world doesn't deliver packages because it's a national holiday and many are not in school for the same reason, we're here. We're locked in. Right. We're committed. We're not messing around, Brian. It's, you're sick. You shouldn't even be here, for hell's sake.
No, what else am I going to do?
Lay there wishing you could sleep, hoping you could play that game on your iPad, or I don't know. What else could you do?
I got nothing right now on my iPad that I'm addicted to.
Me either.
I want something.
I'm mostly drawing on my iPad.
Yeah, see, that's good.
That is good. That's what I got it for. I got the Pro and the pencil there for that reason. And I like how that thing works. It's pretty great. All right, so let's get right to it. I want to give a shout out to a listener's son. His name is Michael Olson is the name of the dude. His son has a comic that he just started, a web comic called Star Ness Comic, Starness comic.com. Says that he was inspired, is a big fan of TMS and was inspired by my comic strip that I do over at MyExtraLife.com. He's also a giant StarCraft fan And so he's bringing his loves of drawing and creating together with his love and adoration of StarCraft into one place. And I thought that would be cool to give him a little bump.
Very cool.
Yeah. I don't know how old he is. Pretty young, I think. Maybe 11. Yeah. His name is Cole. Cole, way to go, dude. Yeah, way to go. You're the man. Keep it up. If you keep at it, you'll be able to do whatever you want to do. And you seem like a really cool kid. And your dad is seems awesome. So
totally.
An opportunity to celebrate fine parenting here on the morning stream. Michael Olson. In a world of shitty parenting, you're doing good.
In a world of shitty parenting, one man.
I'm convinced it's 90% of the problems we suffer as humans.
Yeah.
90%, maybe 85% bad parenting.
Sure.
I think that's true. I think
I'd say there's something to that for sure.
And some of it's, you know, cyclical. So you have a bad parenting deal and then you got a kid who was badly parented. And then when he becomes a parent,
who becomes a bad parent,
he's a bad parent. Right. Sometimes people break that cycle, but it's more, that's pretty rare. Yeah. So yeah, I'm convinced that that would probably help our society if we just.
I don't know. Sometimes
down.
The kids see how badly they were parented, and it makes them go the other way and makes them try harder to be a good parent.
That's true, and I've known some of those. I would argue my dad was that. My grandpa was kind of a butthole.
Yeah.
And my dad sort of broke free of that chain while his brothers didn't so much. So well, for one of them anyway. Anyway, so good job there, Michael Olson's son. Whose name is Cole, and best of luck and good job. That's awesome that you're doing that. All right, so I was at the sushi place again. You remember the place I was at, and I was like, why are they watching, what was it they were watching on TV?
Oh, they were watching...
what was the movie? I forgot already.
It was Star Wars Episode One.
Oh,
right,
the prequels. Yeah.
Yes.
And I couldn't figure out why, and that seemed, and they were all riveted to it when they weren't working. They were staring at this prequel screen, and I just thought, what's going on? And I never got any good valuable feedback saying that there's any reason or another. Like the only thing we got from people in Japan were people who'd say, oh, well, that's weird because that's totally not what's happening here. Nobody cares about
this. We hate that movie too.
Yeah, it's universally hated.
Right.
But this, so we're at the same place again. We got sushi, great food, great everything. It's all good. And chilling out, and they don't have, oh, and they had some sort of sports on the TV. So this was a different kind of thing. And they had the music playing in that place was some kind of J-pop. It was very nice. And here's the funny thing, though. We had a very English-challenged waitress, which was fine. Our server just had no... She just had very, very cursory language or English understanding.
Okay.
Very native of Japan. You could just tell that she had just gotten here, sort of. And hadn't learned a lot of English while she was over there. So she brought me and Carter lemonades. That's what we ordered, was lemonade.
Very good.
It's fine. We're trying to avoid the soda there. You know, I'm trying to get out of the caffeine world.
Yep.
And I'm sitting there sipping on that, and it gets about halfway down. She comes over and she says, "You want new soda?" And I said, "I think no, I'm good." I'm thinking she's wanting me to order it. I'm not. It's not clicking with me that she's just calling lemonade soda.
Would you like to try our new soda?
It's and then classic soda will come out later. But she kept asking, "Do you want new soda?" And I'd say, "No." She'd go, You need new soda?" And I'd say, No, I think the lemonade's just fine." She goes, "Ah, new soda." And she grabs it.
Uh-huh.
And comes back with new soda, but in her mind it's just new lemonade. So it's new lemonade, no soda.
All right.
She refused.
It all comes out of the same fountain drink machine.
I guess so. She just kept calling. That's probably it. You just did it. You just explained it. And she's not quite got the nuance yet to explain it further than that.
Totally, yeah. I mean, we grew up in a world where you'd have the soda machine, which maybe had, or actually probably grew up, let's even take it further back, grew up in a world where you get your 2-liter bottles of soda, but then your mom would sometimes make lemonade. You have the glass pitcher in the fridge full of lemonade, and you could separate the two, but they come out of the same spigot, you know, at the sushi place.
Yeah, I think you're not wrong. And because of that, it just got real confusing. And my wife thought she was saying, what'd she say? She said, I can't remember the exact words because they were almost just like, "Do you want new soda?" Oh, she thought, "Is the check separate?" is what she was saying. And I'm like, well, let's see. It's Carter on one side of the table and me and Kim on the other because Nick's hanging out with Taylor somewhere. So they're not even with us. So it's just the three of us. And Kim thought she was saying, "Do you want a separate ticket? Like you're splitting it."
Right.
And
put our daughter on one.
Yeah. My guard is like, Eric Kim's like, "No, just one." And the lady's like, "You you want new soda? Like, it just was ridiculous.
So just one new soda.
I just wanted to share that, you know, once again, one of the things that holds us back in this life as human beings, number right. one, bad parenting. Number two, you know, language is a barrier. It's hard.
It is. Yeah.
And I don't blame her. English is a pain in the ass. Like,
it is. It's not, it doesn't, you know, it was band-aided a lot, right? They came up with some basics, but then they had to like, oh, well, maybe we'll do this whole I before E thing afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll do this.
Then we'll have 1,000 words that sound the same, like two, 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 and two.
Right. About, oh, yeah, that just messes everybody
up. Yeah, let's
right.
just take those out and start over, because what are we doing there? So anyway, I feel for you, lady. I apologize for any misunderstanding or lost love between us. Brian, you're taking the red eye out of Flu Town.
That's right. So, yeah, in addition to the flu, somehow, and I think Major Dumperu or somebody in the chat room said, oh, yeah, sometimes when you have sinusitis, it can lead to conjunctivitis.
Oh.
And sure enough, I've got the old pink eye, I believe.
So it doesn't mean you necessarily rubbed a horse poo in your eye. You just got it through other means.
No, exactly. All you right. don't get, you don't, that's not the only way to get pink eye is getting poo in your eye.
Right.
As we've talked about on this show before, somebody I think wrote in and clarified that, because I think you and I both thought that was how it happened.
Well, my understanding previous to that email or call or whatever it was that was the only way to get it, is that you right, would get some right, poo exactly. particle in the air and you would end up getting that in your eye. But you're saying, you know, sinus said, hey, let's send some of this north.
Right, yeah. exactly.
Or forward so, or whatever, yeah.
I keep telling Tina, I said, God, I hope you kept the receipt for me, because I think it's time to take me back and get a new one.
No kidding. Just go back.
Everything on me is broken.
Maybe I'm a restoration, just a full restoration. Go to like those American Choppers guys or something. And they can,
right, exactly. Yeah. Just, you know, gut me and rebuild me from scratch. And
would you want to? Well, okay, let me ask you. That's a good hypothetical. What if you could go do that?
Uh-huh.
Tell me. Because I know exactly what my answer would be.
Sure.
So tell me what you would change about yourself, your physical human self, so that you're better than you were.
My body's going to American Choppers.
Yep.
I mean, are we saying like plastic surgery? Or are we saying just anything?
I'll say, I'll make it easy. Which major flaw that you perceive about yourself, not that others would.
Sure.
Would you have them replace altogether?
Oh,
like brand new version of, or better working version of, or whatever. And don't worry, chat room, we're not talking about wieners, okay? We're talking about everything but wieners.
I think it would be my whole sinus, you know, breathing and congestion and airway area, because that would take care of the apnea, right? We could put in a fat pipe.
Yep.
For my esophagus or my...
Better bandwidth?
Right, exactly. Better bandwidth. That's what I want.
All right. So that's a good one, because, you know, the upper respiratory is a complex bit of plumbing, and you would prefer a tweak to that. Okay, that totally makes sense.
Yeah, how about you? What's yours?
Mine is... Boy, if you ask... It depends on what era of my life you ask me. Because if you'd asked me 10 years ago, I would have said my eyes, because they were garbage eyes.
Oh, really? I would have thought your gut would have been your...
Well, back then, my gut wasn't misbehaving yet, so I wasn't even thinking about it then. But my eyes were garbage. Now, but I've had those two cataract surgeries, which took away the garbage, and they've been great since. I love my eyes now. Mm-hmm. So I think my eyes are fine, so that's no longer the thing. Now, it's take out my entire digestive system and put in a fresh one, because... When I was a kid, I wasn't told that constant intake of tacos, Twinkies, and poop was a bad idea. I was told that was just a fine way for a young, skinny boy with a great metabolism.
Everything a growing boy needs.
Yeah. I'm paying for it now, is what I'm saying. So that's what I would want. And also, I want an exhaust pipe.
Yeah, no, right.
I'm just thinking, if we're going to American Choppers, let's get, you know, we got to play to their strengths.
Might as well upgrade that aftermarket piece of business too.
Yeah, you got to play to their strengths. All right. Speaking of playing to people's strengths, today I have as a giveaway for the winner of today's Stump Daryl an Amazon Fire Stick from Scott in Houston. Now you might say, wait, Scott in Houston, that sounds familiar. You would be right, because he was our big winner from last week, and he said to me, I want to pay it forward.
Oh, wow. So he's the guy who won the Echo last week.
Yeah, he won the Amazon Echo, and he wants to pay it forward by donating an Amazon Fire Stick, brand new one, to a winner today.
Wow.
Or whenever they win.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I was really impressed by that. That seems like a really nice thing to do. I'm not used to this pay it forward idea. So I'm clearing the lines. 801-895-4724 is the number. And you too could be the winner. I don't mean the band. I don't think Edge or Bono qualify to play for this. But,
and I'm even going to throw in, if they're in the U.S., I'm going to throw in a Fidget Revolution spinner too, because we got a bunch of those from Jose.
Oh, yeah.
Shambrut.
I got my new one too, by the way. Whee!
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, let's. I'm going to tell people too that if you want your own TMS, I'm sorry, if you want your own Fidget Revolution spinner, I have to find the code. Dang it.
Oh, there's a code? We got a code?
We have a code so people, excuse me, can get their own by going to fidgetrevolution.com and using the code TMSFidget, all one word, 15% off your Fidget Revolution purchase.
That's pretty good.
Scott and I love ours.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, look at this thing. Look, I got a new black one. Look at that.
That's cool.
I gave Nick the red one because he already had it, the bastard.
Nice.
He's not really a bastard. He's my actual son. All right. By the way, just a quick note of technical limitations. If you have a phone that is unlisted, it doesn't let me add you to the call properly. So I had to hang up with somebody who had one of those, and I apologize. But we do have a caller on the line right now. Hi, who's this? Hello? Oh, no.
Oh.
They're there. They just can't hear. They can't. We can't hear you. No? Oh, that's a bummer. That's a bummer weed. Well, I know Daryl's there. Hi, Daryl.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you're there. I guess I'll hang up on this person and then.
Oh, weird. I hear myself.
Oh, that's not good. We don't want that. Here, I'll call you back. Okay, let's try this person. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Jamie in Floral City, Florida.
Hey, Florida. That's definitely in the U.S. That works for us. How's it going, man?
Yeah. Oh, hanging in there.
Yeah.
I'm just doing the best I can.
That's good. Keeping your head above water, literally down there. Pretty close to the water. You got to be careful. What part of Florida are you from? Hello?
Oh, no.
Hello? It's not working again. Daryl, are you there?
Did he go away when I came in?
Maybe. Maybe that's what's going on.
Weird.
Oh, I don't like that.
Oh, here, no.
Daryl, I'm going to hang up on Daryl.
It's Jamie, right?
Yeah, Jamie.
Jamie, call us back, dude.
Jamie, you still there? Jamie? Oh, what the heck, dude?
Oh.
That's jacked up. All right, hold on. Here's what I'm going to do. Right. Oh, I'm going to feel bad. I don't have a way to call him back. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to exit Skype. All right, we're going to rerun it. There was an update. Okay. So this could be, you know, we may be seeing the waning moments of Skype.
Jeez. Okay.
I don't know. But I have a new plan for that, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've been thinking, because you got to be always thinking, right? All right, so we're going to try this one more time. Oh, that person hung up. Let's try this one. This might work. Hi, who's this?
This is Chase.
Oh, hi, Chase. Where are you at, Chase? Where do you live?
Arkansas.
Arkansas. Sweet. Look at the American South checking in with us today. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's doing it again.
What? I heard that click. Like, I heard it like right mid word.
Yeah. Daryl, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. Something's really jacked. Skype is busted. So here's what we're gonna do instead. I have a new plan. Oh, you hear yourself right. Again?
Oh, forget that. I'll just do it anyway.
Can you still hear yourself?
Oh, it went away. Now it's fine.
Yeah, I think it's something's with adding two calls. Boy, that latest patch. Guess what? I'm not gonna pay for anymore.
Yeah, no kidding.
The phone number that doesn't freaking work with Skype anymore. F you guys over there at Skype, Microsoft.
Oh, jeez.
So that's fine. It's fine because I got another plan here. So here's what we're gonna do.
All right, so Chase in Arkansas and Jamie in Florida. Each of you send me an email with your mailing address. I'm going to get you guys each a Fidget Revolution just for calling in and getting cut off.
Yes, let's hook them up. Thank you, Brian. That is an awesome way to do it. Now, here's how we're going to do it today. I'm going to send a link to the chat room. Whoever the first person is that joins this call. Oh, wait, this is going to let everyone join. Hold on, let me think. You know what? Pausing the show. Start this up again. Okay, we got that all worked out. Boy, people at home, you have no idea the hoops we just jumped through to make this work. We have on the line with us somebody who goes by the name of Shanklin. What's your real name? What's your first name?
Brett from Florida.
Nice. Brett, another Floridian. Sweet. Yeah. It's all south today. What's going on?
Well,
with
I
that?
Almost don't feel like you know, we've insulted Florida by losing Jamie earlier. We've redeemed ourselves with Florida.
I guess so. Well, it's really good to have you, man. Thanks for jumping through said hoops with us. You're going to be a part of what we call Stump Daryl, and here's a theme for you. All right, it's time to Stump Daryl, and it's not brought to you by anybody. Just sort of there. Just exists. And Daryl's on the phone, too. Hi, Daryl. Are you there?
Oh, yes. It's like we just took the whole audience and took them out in the parking lot for this.
Kind of did. Were you in the parking lot? Is that where you're at?
No, like all of it, like they do on America's Got Talent when they have some guy flying through the air or something.
Oh, all right. Wait, does some guy fly through the air? And I get what you're saying. This is all the pre stuff. Yeah, we're out we're trying to work out the logistics. I get where you're coming from. Daryl's coming from Washington State. He calls in on Mondays and also this week on Wednesday. If we can get the call thing sorted out and get stumped with a question, and we give away rad prizes. Speaking of which, today's prize. If you are the big winner, Shanklin, I can't find it. There it is. Chase in Arkansas, right? Yeah. No,
Chase in Arkansas.
Sorry, Shanklin in Florida. We have three people who lost today. Right. Amazon Fire Stick from Scott Houston, or from Scott in Houston. There is no Scott Houston. He just lives in Houston. And Brian, explain the rules. How does this work?
Sure. So Shanklin, in a moment here, we're going to be asking Daryl a trivia question, the answer to which is a number. Daryl's going to get it wrong, but he's probably going to be really close. Then we're going to turn to you and ask you if the real answer is higher or lower than Daryl's guess. If you are correct, then you will win the Amazon Fire Stick, courtesy of Scott in Houston.
Nice.
All right.
Here's your question. Oh, what's our topic?
Our topic today is jigsaw puzzles.
Ooh, that's a weird one, isn't it?
It is a weird one.
It's a very weird one. Are you a fan of jigsaw puzzles, Shanklin?
Not very much.
Okay.
I haven't done many puzzles.
All right, me neither.
I don't think you need to have I don't think you need to be an expert in jigsaw puzzles to get this question right.
No,
so you should be okay.
You should be okay.
Okay.
You do live in Florida, so I'm a little worried, but it's fine. It's fine.
I get that.
What part of Florida are you in?
South Florida. I'm a couple of hours north of Miami.
All right. I like Miami. Never been, but
Alligator Alley?
Yeah. I have some family members that have gone to the University of Florida.
Yep. Nice. U of F. I like that. Well, here's your question, Daryl. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Ravensburger makes a lot of puzzles. That sounds like a burger made out of ravens.
Yeah.
They also make tabletop games. One of their largest puzzles is of various animated Disney films. How many pieces is this animated Disney film collage puzzle? And I'll give you a hint. It is under 100,000 and more than 20. So somewhere between 20,000 and 100,000, Daryl.
Well, puzzles come in standard sizes.
Oh, do they?
Usually only up to,
I didn't know that.
Usually only up to 1,000.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Is that true? I didn't know that. Is it, you mean is it maximum?
They're like 100, 200, 500, 1,000.
500 piece puzzles.
Oh, yeah, no, I understand that. But there's no cap, right? I mean, you could have one that would go as big as you want.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen one that big.
Me either. But I wouldn't even. I would not even attempt it. I would not even go near a puzzle that was more than 500 pieces. F that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll do 1,000 pieces. That's no problem. But
I might do 1,000. I might, but I would definitely do a 500.
I've tried some 1,000 piece puzzles, and I just gave up on all of them. They were all impossible.
Yeah, I don't know if I have this. I don't think my brain no longer has the capacity for that sort of focus. I really think that. Like, it's hard for me to sit down and go, I don't know. I mean, picking up a book is hard. Doing other things is hard. Sitting down and going, all right, does this piece look like it matches with that cloud? Oh, my gosh, I hate it.
Right.
I don't like puzzles, I guess is what I'm saying. I do not like puzzles. I mean, I like them when they're done, and then someone shellacks them and hangs them on a wall. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, but, boy, I mean, doesn't that... So you're okay with that? I don't know how I feel about that. Like, all right, I spent all this time putting together this jigsaw puzzle. Instead of taking it apart and putting it back in the box and maybe donating it to a, Goodwill or something. I'm going to shellac this thing, put it on the wall, and never assemble this puzzle again. No one will ever get enjoyment out of this jigsaw puzzle.
It's a good point, except the way I'd look at it is, all right, well, I spent the money on it. I did all the work of putting it together. And now it's right. immortalized forever as the finished thing I accomplished. But it is a little like saying, well, here's a Rubik's Cube. I finally did it. Now I'm going to dip it in plastic.
Resin.
Resin, exactly. And have it never move again. I think you're probably onto something.
As soon as you do that, it stops being the jigsaw puzzle and it just becomes a poster.
Yeah. And pretty kind of ugly poster with lots of lines and weird stuff on it. Yeah,
right.
Good point. All right. Anyway, Daryl, you have a guess? You have an idea?
Well, let's see. Well, why would they make it bigger than 1,000?
That's a good question. Why would they?
For a challenge? I don't know.
To make it hard.
Well, I've never seen one bigger than 1,000. I mean, they could, but why?
Yeah. What you're asking is, are there people out there in the market who are looking for something more than 1,000 pieces? And there must be, right? Darryl,
I've never seen a Ruby Sea Dragon in person, but I know they exist.
I don't even know what a Ruby Sea Dragon is. What is that?
It's this new thing that they just finally saw in the wild last week for the first time ever.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
one of them, there was another thing they found. It was like a Klingon lizard, I think.
Wait a minute.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's a lizard?
Well,
there's a whole bunch of stuff like they discovered. That... The Klingon lizard was one of them.
Yes, I saw the Sea Dragon story. You're right.
Yeah.
They've been long rumored to exist, and it's kind of like a big sea fish or seahorse, right? Like a big fat one.
Right. It's like a really long-nosed seahorse.
Yeah. Big enough to be like a dog or something, right?
Right. Oh, really? Is it that big?
I thought they were that big. Or maybe I'm reading this wrong. What's the size of these things? Let's just see real quick. This is really good science, everybody. We're having a good time. Oh, yeah, it's been caught on camera for the first time.
Yeah.
Is type of sea dragon known as a museum? Zip, zip, zip. I'm trying to find the size. The last time they had any collected evidence of one was 100 years ago.
Wow.
They come from their ancestors are what they called pipe fish. They were always stoned, never went to work.
Smoking.
Can't find the length. All right. Well done.
Sea horse every day.
Great articles. None of them have the length of the damn thing. What are you going to do? All right. Well, anyway. So, Daryl, what do you think?
So just because you haven't seen a puzzle larger than 1,000 pieces, Daryl, doesn't mean they don't exist or no one would want to make one that's bigger than 1,000 pieces.
That's true. My daughter has more hats than you would think people should own, for example.
Yeah, Tina loves doing jigsaw puzzles. She's doing one right now of Nightmare Before Christmas. I picked it up for her when we were at Disneyland during BlizzCon, and it's not quite, it's circular-ish, but it doesn't have a clean edge to it. It's like got wavy edges, so that makes it a little bit more difficult. It's a big Jack Skellington head.
Yeah, because normally when you have either a circle or a square, that's where you start, right? Is on
exactly.
the edges. Yeah. Well, that's interesting. Hadn't heard of that.
It's a cool one.
Yeah. Well, good. Let me know how that goes. Tell her not to shellac it, because no one can enjoy that puzzle again.
I will totally do that.
All right. Daryl? You have a guess?
Okay. Well, this could be a sort of reverse trick question, and the answer could be one.
It could be.
Except we did tell you that the range was somewhere between 20,000 and 100,000.
Yeah, we did tell you that.
Oh, you didn't say it was between 20,000.
Yeah, I did. I said it was no higher than 100. I says no higher than 100 and no lower than 20 is what I told you. But it's fine. It's all right.
Poor Shankman has fallen asleep. 20
No, no, no.
I'm just listening.
No, it meant like 20,000, not 20. Because that was the part where I put the word 1,000 at the end.
Right.
This would take a team of crazy people to do this.
Top men.
Not really, because all it would take is a giant or a big mural of a thing, and then a machine cuts it into pieces. I don't think they have to
I mean, not to make it, but to put it back together.
Oh, yeah. No, they're insane people. No question about that. I agree with you. Yeah. They're savages.
But what's great about this is you know that Iceworm came up with this question while he was working at the Wizard's Chest, putting puzzles away, like putting pricing puzzles or something like that, because that's
where he works, right?
Yeah, it's such a great. He works at probably one of my favorite places in Denver, called the Wizard's Chest.
The Wizard's Chest, that's cool.
Tabletop games and toys and magic tricks and costumes and stuff like that.
Yeah. Don't look at the wizard's chest if you're thinking of Li Ming from Diablo or Heroes of the Storm, because she has a chest as well, and you don't want to be looking at her wizard's
right.
chest.
Right, yeah. No.
Yeah, it's not nice. It's not nice to do that in polite company. Anyway, Daryl, we're looking for a number is what we're looking for here.
Okay. Wow.
Just reach in 40, there. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
45,000.
45, not 47, huh? Like, you know, Star Trek, it's 47. 45,000, you're saying.
Well, I'm trying to go for an exact. I want to be exactly on, so it's probably not going to be 47 anything.
All right, well, let's find out. Is it Brian 47?
47 is...
Or 45?
I'm sorry, 45 is incorrect. Is the actual answer higher or lower than 45,000?
What do you think, or Shanklin? 47,000.
Huh. I'm going to have to say I think it's higher.
Higher than that? That's an yes. insane puzzle, man. I don't care where it is in this range. I don't want nothing to do with this puzzle. All right, well, let's find out if you are correct and if all of this waiting around was worth it or not. Is that the correct answer? Oh, no! I got it wrong. That means Wednesday a new person has to figure it out and try again. I don't know how to hang up on people.
That's right. We're going to add to it. But hey, Sharklin, send me an email with your mailing address. I'm going to send you a Fidget Revolution as well.
Aww.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That was so nice of him. Look how nice that was.
Coverville@gmail.com.
I think you have to hang up on us. I can't figure out how to hang up on you.
All right. I'll hang up on you guys. Thanks for having
me. Thanks, man. See you later. Thanks. All right. That was weird.
So, yeah, this thing is 40,320 pieces. It comes in individual bags. So it's 10 different puzzles that all connect together.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, well, that's not a giant puzzle. That's just a bunch of little ones.
Oh, it's a giant puzzle.
No, you still have to do, you still have to connect them all. It's just that it comes in chunks.
Exactly. And that still means each bag is a 4,000 piece puzzle.
Yeah.
Okay. It's still crazy. Then.
Yeah, it's still crazy. It's even more crazy. I guess what they're doing is they're saying, all right, put these 4,000 together. And then when you've done that, do the next piece. And you don't know where that next piece sits in the
right. Oh, God, it'd still be insane then.
Yeah. So you were close, though. 40,320 is the answer. I can't believe how close you were.
Wow.
And you can buy one on Amazon right now for $589.99.
Oh, was that all?
That's all.
You know what? I would shellac that one when I was done.
Yes, I would never want to put that thing together twice, for sure.
And it's a hell of an accomplishment that you did, and then you want to hang up this 22.3-inch by 6.2... I'm sorry, 22.3 feet...
Yes, it's a 22-foot by 6-foot puzzle.
Hey, do you have an extra giant room in your house you're not using right now?
I don't even know exactly. Like, you've got to have a completely unfinished basement floor to assemble this on.
This is insanity. Nobody should be doing anything near this.
Or basketball court.
Or that. That'd work.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, full court, too. Daryl, it's been a real pleasure. He's the Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can find him there at thisweekintrek.com and the Grumpy Cast. He will now play a game with us. I don't know. Have you prepared one? You got one there?
Oh, yes. What's happening there? I'm going to read part of a query that I've entered into YouTube. Yeah. And you complete the phrase and win nothing.
All right. Great.
This Skype keeps cutting out, but I'm going to ignore it.
All right.
Wiener blank.
Wiener blank?
Wiener schnitzel.
Mm-hmm. Wiener blank. So you say wiener schnitzel. I'm going to say wiener Anthony. I know it's backwards.
That's pretty good, actually.
It just seems like a thing people would be seeking out. They'd be trying to find Anthony Wiener showing his wiener. But I could be wrong.
I think Anthony Wiener Schnitzel is going to be my next trivia team name.
That's pretty good. Yeah. All right. So I say Anthony. He says Schnitzel. Who got it?
Well, Anthony's close because it's Wiener documentary.
Oh, from the Anthony Wiener documentary.
That movie, right.
Yeah, I'm going to say that counts.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that's the one that works. Bye, Daryl. See you later, buddy. All right. Let's do this, Brian. We got some quick news all lined up. I really need to edit that. It is the news brought to you by.
Brought to you by Hotline Monday. Enjoy a brand new Hotline Monday next week because there's not a new one today.
That's right. No wah, show today. Wah. Got family stuff for the MLK deal. Kids are all out of school. Blah, blah, blah. It's my fault.
Makes sense.
It's It's my fault because Justin doesn't have kids yet.
It's your fault that Justin doesn't have kids yet?
Yeah, I cut his testicles off a few years ago, and I keep him in my freezer. It's fine.
That explains his voice.
No kidding. Hey, this is funny. 1958 had a TV show, and it had an unsavory character in it, and that character's name was Trump, and he promised to build a wall and save the world. Now, if you think I'm kidding or that that's a joke, and I double-checked this with Snopes and everything to make sure, this right. is all true. It's not an episode of The Twilight Zone. This clip is from the 1950s Western Track Down. There was a TV show called Track Down.
Never even heard of it. Okay.
Neither. It's totally new to me. Or to be more precise, it comes from a 1958 episode called The End of the World. The clip features Lawrence Dobkin playing the role of Walter Trump, a fraud who rides into town claiming, according to Snopes, that only he could prevent the end of the world by building a wall. They're making Mexico pay for it. The episode ends, in case you're wondering, with the fear-mongering Trump getting placed under arrest. Freedom and sanity are restored. Hooray. So I found a video clip. You ready for this?
Oh, great. Yes. Awesome.
Yeah, this is great. I'm going to play it. And, oh, you know what, chat room? I'd like you to see it. So I've got the wrong thing up there. Let's pull that up. And Google Chrome.
You can't make it so I can see it, can you?
But that link, if you click that link, you'll see it.
Okay.
So here it is. It's the Trump Track Down clip. I'm going to play it. Hopefully the volume's okay. Yeah, we're good. Is this a whole episode? Oh, no.
It's about 4 minutes long.
Yeah,
so.
I'm going to skip ahead. Track Down.
Okay. I bring you a message. A message few of you will be able to believe. A message of great importance. A message I alone was able to read in the fires of the universe. But be not afraid, my friend.
I love his robe. So he's like all covered with little runes and symbols and he's like banging a drum.
He's like some sort of hippy-dippy guy, which is about right for the timing, I guess. He's like a beatnik is what he is. All right, let's see.
Save us from what? From the end of the world, friend. Which I don't expect you to believe. But the rest of you. Those who want to be alive tomorrow morning. I will tell you tonight. Remember that.
I'm going to make the West great again.
I'll tell you tonight so that you will be able to prepare.
I want to hear.
What are you selling, Mr. Snake Oil?
The world will come to a flaming end.
I have the best snake oil.
Without my help and knowledge, every one of you will be dead.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, and then he just disappears in a puff of smoke.
Yeah, and at some point, he explains that he'll build a wall. That's how they'll protect him. So
wow.
That's just odd and weird and great that that exists. New York boy. What's his power, Brian?
New York boy. I got nothing.
I can't think of anything.
I'm blaming on the cold medicine.
Yeah, that stuff will that'll string
New
you
New York
out.
Boy sells you a paper for 25 cents.
That's right, mister. New York boy, age 12, demands chicken nugget at gunpoint. This just in. Beep, 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 beep. A 12-year-old boy is accused of pulling a gun on a girl and demanding one of her chicken nuggets, according to the New York Police, NYPD. They said he asked for a nugget at a McDonald's fast food outlet in Harlem. When she refused, he is then alleged to have followed her to a nearby subway station and held the gun to her head. She pushed the gun away and boarded the train. Well, she's a.
Yeah, then I will have to take the gun.
New York police spokesman says the gun was not or has not been found and remains unclear whether it was real or a replica. They say the boy was released on Thursday and the case has been referred to family courts. So give me your nuggets is the answer.
What one more time? I dare you. Say what one more time?
You know what they call the chicken McNugget in France? after 146 years, the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus is being shut down.
Wow.
Some people are pissed because they have nostalgia for the circus. Some people are thrilled because now elephants and lions won't be treated like shit. After its nearly century and a half run, Ringling Brothers is shutting down as the greatest show on earth. A historic American spectacle will deliver its final show in May, said Kenneth Feld, the chairman and CEO of Feld Entertainment, the producer of Ringling. He announced the news on the company website Saturday night, citing declining ticket sales, which dipped even lower as the company retired its touring elephants. This, coupled with high operating costs, made the circus an unsustainable business for the company, says Feld. company also holds owns other stuff. So anyway,
right now a bunch of clowns have painted on little tears on their faces.
Aww. A sad clown is the saddest of clowns.
Sad clowns.
Finally, Martin Shkreli in the news.
I love this. I didn't hear about this until I looked ahead in the news. This is great.
It's good news because he's a douche no matter who you are, where you stand.
Yes.
He's a douche. Got nailed in the face with dog poop at a campus protest, and the internet went wild. I hate when headlines say the internet did something.
And the internet went wild.
The internet lost its mind. It's like, shut up. It's just... there's no such thing as one internet and they all do a thing, okay? Right. It's huge. My mom was on there that night, didn't know a thing about it, and was saying something to her friend on Facebook. She wasn't she didn't go wild. On Friday night, Republican students at the University of California, Davis, you know what? I'm gonna say that that's a not quite how I would call this particular group of students. I wouldn't call them Republicans. I know lots of Republicans I like, respect, and think are kind of cool.
Sure.
I even have Republican leanings in lots of my politics, but
some of my best friends are Republicans.
I'm not going to say the people who came out in mass to see Milo Yiannopoulos and Martin Shkreli together are exactly Republicans.
Okay? Right. Yeah.
I'm just going to say that out loud. Anyway, that didn't happen. According to the school, a massive protest blocked access to the venue, and it was determined that it was no longer feasible to continue with the safety or with the event safely, says Yiannopoulos. He claimed it was left-wing violence, falsely claiming that windows had been smashed, barricades thrown, and hammers brandished. None of this happened, apparently, according to the police. Campus police reported no such interruption of mass violence, saying only that they had broken up a couple of fights between protesters and supporters that made one arrest for obstructing an officer and battery of a police officer. And the real story, as it turns out, was far better. Someone walloped Shkreli right in the face with a handful of dog poop.
Nice.
And there's video of it. Now, the video is dark and impossible to see.
Yeah, and it's full of a lot of yelling and S-bombs. And
Yeah, I'm not going to play it here. But he got poo on his face.
I think that's great.
I do, too. I can't stand that guy.
He's, you know, we don't have a lot of supervillains in our time right now, but he's certainly one of them.
Yeah, if you're going to... That's a guy you do not want to give any additional power to.
Right,
or
exactly.
Additional notoriety to. You do maybe want to give him a little bit of dog poo, so... Good job, whoever did that. I mean, whatever. I wouldn't even do this to Martin Shkreli. So I'm not even saying, hey, I would be the guy to shove poo in his face. Right. But I'm saying that guy reaps what he sows. That's what I'm saying.
Totally. What did he ever end up doing as far as that Wu-Tang Clan? Because he bought the only copy of a Wu-Tang Clan album
that
they were
ever
going to produce or release. And I don't remember what...
Didn't he threaten to like leak all the songs?
Leak it online or something?
Something like that. Or maybe he sold it, or I don't remember what his deal was.
Archener says that he did stream it.
He streamed it. Okay.
Yeah. So his you know,
did I have
Major Nipper who points out that his eye probably looks like mine today.
Hopefully both his eyes.
I hope so.
There you go. There's your stories. We're going to take a break when we come back. It's Major Spoilers with Steven Schleicher and a couple emails, so come on back for that. In the meantime... Let's play a little music. Brian, you brought a little something, didn't you?
I did. Let's see. This is a woman from Sydney, Australia. Mm-hmm. Her name is Helen Paris, and I'm trying to find some information about her. Shoot, I don't think I can.
Oh, no.
Oh, I do. I do. Wait, I do know a way I can. Hold on.
All right.
Like 4 seconds.
It's all good. You can find all you need in 4 seconds. Not a problem.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because I approved it, and I said, yes, I will play their music on the show.
Uh-huh.
And because of that, I have a link.
Uh-huh.
Where does it show that? There it is right there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. She's a pop artist from Sydney.
Yeah.
She's inspired by Kate Bush and Sia. Basically, imagine if Kate Bush and Sia had a musical love child via a Megan Washington surrogate, and you'd have a fairly good idea of her aesthetic.
Wow.
She's forged her own path in the music scene in Sydney, skipping the major label path. She's crowdfunded her own EPs and launched her own subscription community similar to Patreon to work on her music directly with her fan base. This is Helen Paris and her song Mirrors and Windows from her 2015 album of the same name.
Here it is. We'll be right back. Thank you.
what you want, and I will give it to you. I am a mirror, outwardly reflecting just precisely what I should do.
We'll need a construction yard, sir, and certain machinery, and a great many materials, of course. Labor force.
Get them. Send me the bills. I don't want to be bothered with minor details.
And don't try peeing on my leg. That won't change my mind.
The Morning Stream. We wish you were here.
We do wish you were here. We
it's
always
true,
wish you
totally
were here.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, some of you are here, and some of you aren't. But those who aren't, we wish you were here.
So Helen Paris, if you want to follow her on Twitter, it's at Helen, H-E-L-E-N. Paris is P-E-R-R-I-S. And great music from her. She reminds me a lot of Sam Phillips.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very much.
90s musician Sam Phillips. Really good stuff.
I think that is a fair assessment of what that sounded like. Hey, how you feel about Steven Schleicher generally as a man, as a procurer of TMS entertainment?
I would allow him to majorly spoil something for me. That's how I feel about Steven Schleicher.
Me too. So I'm going to call him, and we're going to talk to him, and we're going to see what's up with him. And I'm going to play his little thing here. I got a thing. Ladies and gentlemen, join us in welcoming the one, the only, the Steven Schleicher. Hello, Steven.
Hello, good morning.
How are you? How are things?
Hello. Good.
Oh, good. That's fantastic to hear because, you know, you're a busy guy, you got a lot of stuff going on, and when you're doing well, we're doing well.
Yeah, that's right. Go scrape the driveway here in a little bit.
Yeah, we got a fresh load this morning.
Ours is all ice.
Yeah, and Brian's, ours is, it's funny, it's like one extreme or the other. The other day, everything melted. And it was nice out, and it was great. And then the very next day, it was freezing and snowing again.
Oh, yeah. So we've got the snow, but you are getting just the ice storm situation out
there.
Yeah,
we didn't get it as bad as maybe some other people did. I mean, we probably got a maybe quarter inch to a half inch of ice. So I've gone out a couple of times throwing the salt around. So
yeah, that's good to do. You know how you live in a town that gets either snow or ice storms? You can always tell because their cars look like shit. Even in the summer, because the salt is terrible on your car. Yeah. And if you go to like Phoenix, everyone's car looks like it just drove off the lot. It drives me nuts when I go to Phoenix. It'd be like old 1978 jalopies that look brand new. It's annoying.
Completely clean and nice. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I don't love that. Anyway, Stephen, you're here. We're going to do this at the end of today's segment. We have a brand new segment. And we're going to call it our MAME moment. And it won't be about the people you've maimed.
Maimed.
It'll be about.
Oh, I totally misread Brian's email.
Yeah, I know. You need to brush up on your.
So I've got to come up with something else I've got to talk about.
All your maimings. We're going to talk about MAME cabinets. And as I'm working toward mine, Brian just finished his. And I know you've got a lot of interest in this as well. We're going to make that a little thing for a while. The Secret Empire is coming again. Explain that to me. What's going on with the Secret Empire?
So way back a long time ago, around the time or as a direct result of Captain America becoming Nomad, he was after this this group called the Secret Empire, which is a split off and offshoot of Hydra that kind of does their own thing. And at the right before Nomad became a character, Richard Nixon was revealed to be part of the Secret Empire. Although I don't think, Brian, did they really name him as Richard Nixon? In that, do you remember?
No, I don't think they did.
Just called him. Just called him Dick.
It was the president. Let's just say that.
Right. Yes. Okay. Exactly.
And so
they
now,
showed him, though, didn't they? I think they did show him.
Did they?
I think they did too, but they may not have named him.
Right.
It was one of those weird things where it's like, well, do you really tell everyone that your president is a horrible person and in charge of a secret cabal and all this stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
So now they've been teasing for like 2 weeks. Marvel has. The Secret Empire, and they've got things like the Secret Empire will avenge you, join the Secret Empire, and then the final teaser that they've sent out has the Secret Empire United We Stand, and they have all these heroes, including Spider-Man and Captain Marvel and all these others jumping out and doing their superhero pose. But it makes me wonder, are these the people that are going to be opposed to the Secret Empire, or are we going to find out that, like Captain America, who is a secret Hydra agent, are we going to find out that all these guys have been working for the Secret Empire all this time?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Like, these are the Secret Empire team.
That's what I'm wondering.
Hmm. Oh, God.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because it's Rocket Raccoon, and it's Old Man Logan, and Black Bolt, Deadpool. It's basically every popular property they've got is represented here.
I found some old imagery of Nixon, and there's a shot of Gerald Ford with his face being clamped shut by some sort of weird superhero clamp. Like, there's some weird stuff in here, man. And Dick Nixon on top of some Spider-Man business. Yeah, this is interesting. All right. I didn't realize that was even a thing. Well, I'm all excited.
So if people are wondering what the Secret Empire is about, you might want to dive back into your Marvel history, because they've been around since the 60s and 70s.
Wow. All right. So it's coming back. So it's an event, basically, is what this is.
Yeah, it's their next big event. And I think it's the one that's coming up after Monsters Unleashed, which kicks off this week over at Marvel.
And what's still going? The Civil War II deal? Is that on now?
No, that is wrapped up. The final issue of that has wrapped up, but a lot of the fallout still is popping out.
And from that, so what's the consensus? I didn't read any of it, so I don't know what to feel.
I'm pretty sure that's like everyone's consensus is. I didn't read it. It wasn't that good. If anything, you know, there's Tony Stark is quote unquote dead, and we have the new Riri Williams as the new Iron Woman.
Iron Lady.
Yeah.
Right.
And pretty much everything's kind of returned to normal.
So it's I love the idea. What wasn't there a movie called The Iron Lady? Wasn't that a thing?
Yeah, but it was about Thatcher.
Oh, the Margaret Thatcher, right.
Yeah, yeah. It was Streep.
Yeah, so you can't call her the
that
Margaret
overrated Thatcher. Actress, Meryl Streep.
Not the one the one that just 2 years ago I said was one of the most exceptional actresses ever, and he really likes her.
That's right.
You know, he knows things are safe.
When I'm president, I'm going to have the best Meryl Streeps. You're going to be so tired of great Meryl Streeps coming out that you're going to be like, please stop all these great Meryl Streeps.
I am going to say this about our president-elect.
Yeah.
I know baby fish with thicker skin.
Right.
Oh, I just I love how Saturday Night Live just irks him to
It gets under his fingernails, man. It is something else to watch. All right. Hey, let's talk now about Rebirth. Continues to examine the Watchmen connection in the new Batman and Flash arc. That's interesting.
Yeah, so for those, I think we've talked about it before, is that when Rebirth happened, there was this huge implication that the Watchmen universe, specifically Dr. Manhattan, had a role in things changing in Rebirth. And at the very end of the DC Universe Rebirth number one, there's a scene where Batman finds the comedian's button, blood-stained button, in his cave. And both Flash and Batman have agreed, and this has been going on for 6 months now, have agreed that they would start investigating this. And now in this four-part arc that takes place in Batman 21 and 22 and Flash 21 and 22, we're going to see them really investigate this and find out what the heck is going on. Or hopefully we get some kind of answer to what's going on in this in April.
That's interesting. So,
I think it will be, because there is another character called Dr. Oz that has popped up a couple of times, more than a couple of times, in Superman.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, well, there's Ozymandias right there.
Yeah.
And
Does he demonstrate how your colon works using plush animals? And
yes.
Oh, good. Good, good. Then it's the Dr. Oz we already know and love. Fantastic. Yeah. No, I didn't realize that was the deal, is that they were hiding among them or whatever. This is all news to me. I guess
it's really weird. If you remember at the end of Watchmen, Dr. Manhattan says, oh, maybe I will go and create my own universe. And then there's this shot of him, you know, hand in the swirling mists of whatever. And then he kind of walks into it and disappears. Well, if you read the Rebirth with Wally West coming back, one of the things he points out is there's this big hand that is coming in and touching everything and rechanging everything. So there's a lot of ties that they're doing with Watchmen.
Okay, so as long as it's his hand, as long as it's his hand and not his giant blue wiener.
Yeah.
Hey, can I ask you a question about that? So
giant blue wieners. I have very little information about them, but okay.
So is Alan Moore just in a cave somewhere ripping his beard out when he hears about stuff like this? Just really upset
him. I never wanted there to be a crossover with Batman.
Well, he most certainly did not ever want a crossover with that. And when they tried to do the Watchmen 2 or whatever it was, where they're doing a bunch of the prequel stuff, he was totally against that.
Yeah.
Sure. He refuses to take any money from DC for the Watchmen stuff that comes in now. I think someone had said a while ago that he tweeted out that he didn't really care what the hell they did with Watchmen anymore. But yeah, he basically keeps to himself and does his own projects now.
Okay.
I mean, he's still alive and out there doing things.
This guy's a genius. But with genius often comes a lot of sort of, you know, expressions of anger, upset. Yeah. And yeah, he's that guy's pissed a lot.
Yeah. I've learned. Oh yeah, he's like the angry comic.
He's an angry dude. Yeah. And finally, Ben Reilly returns because Brian demanded it. Way to go, Brian. You've asked for it. Now you got it. It's all on you. So tell us more about that.
A lot of people may argue that Ben Reilly, the spider clone, the Scarlet Spider, is probably one of the worst things to ever come out of the 70s and then again in the 90s. But he's back. For those people who have been, again, spoilers, been reading the Clone, what is it called? The Clone Saga? I think that's what it's called now. Clone Conspiracy.
That was the Clone Saga before.
Yeah, this is a clone conspiracy. And this one, this character named the Jackal, who was involved in the other clone sagas, was bringing people back to life. And they finally revealed that the Jackal is Ben Reilly, and he thinks he wants to break out on his own and become the Scarlet Spider once again. And we can look forward to that coming soon.
Great. Yay. I can't stand this.
Stupid hoodie.
I hate this art. I was just going to say, I really don't like this art. There's something wrong with his legs. They're too small.
Yeah, that's definitely Bagley art. He did a lot of the Ultimate Spider-Man stuff.
Yeah.
So the very thin, spindly legs is pretty much his hallmark. But I agree with you, and there's too many muscles and too much skin tight. Latex probably would, but spandex doesn't go that tight over covering every nook and cranny. I'm glad we're not seeing the backside of this cover.
Yeah, where his distinct lack of moose knuckle is concerning to me.
And
that's been a problem in comics for a long time.
Are we to understand that you know, Ben Reilly is tucking part of his mask into his mouth so that he can have smiles and...
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, look at that.
It's all bad.
Yeah, they did tuck it in. That's a little funky. Don't use his mask when he's done. You'll get pink eye again.
Right.
All right. Well, that's all well and good.
Let's soggy right there in that one spot. That
gross.
You know what I meant to do is I meant to have a little. I wonder if I have something like an 8-bit sound or something. Here's
little Mario coin.
She bit me.
Okay, that's not really it. But hey, it's time for the MAME moment, and you've got something you were going to talk about that seemed kind of rad in your email. Tell us more.
I do, yeah. Oh. So it's something called a track mode. Mm. You're talking to me, right?
Either one of you. I don't care.
Okay. So when you install RetroPie, so you get RetroPie as an entire downloadable archive that you just basically flash to a memory card, and then you put that memory card in your Raspberry Pi, and it's boom, it's got all the software for running all these different game consoles. And built into that is this thing called Emulation Station, which is your main menu for all your games, and basically lets you say, okay, let me see all the choices I have for Super Nintendo. Cool, I'm going to play some Yoshi's Island or whatever.
Right.
Now, an alternate interface that you can put on this thing is called Attract Mode. And this is something that I think I'm going to be installing on Covercade because it looks so cool. But it's basically an alternate interface that shows you an arcade machine, and as you select all the different games you can play, it shows you the logo at the top of the marquee of that game you've got on this little 3D arcade machine model, as well as on the screen it might show you video of that game being played.
Oh wow.
So you can say, oh, that's what Mr. Do looks like, or oh, let me look at Vanguard. Oh, it's showing me what Vanguard looks like. Really cool. You've got to do a lot of customization and stuff to get it going, but it is a gorgeous interface for your arcade cabinet.
Yeah, and it looks like they've got like a full-blown, they get some videos describing this. I'm not going to play them. Well, I'll play them, but I won't do
the video. This is funny. You can even have it so that when you're playing like an NES game, the screen has a little bit of a fake glare. Yeah. Reflecting the living room that you're in.
Oh, that's funny.
That's pretty cool.
Like you're playing it at home on your living room, you know, on your TV in your living room.
Yeah. I kind of dig really, that. Really That's cool. really neat. So it's really just a layered front end for this thing.
Right. It's something you can install on top. And I think they even have a downloadable archive of RetroPie with a track mode. So you can download the whole thing and install it in one shebang.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. They do. They do right there on their download page.
So have you messed with this, Steve?
No, I have not. In fact, I just got my new Raspberry Pi system in this week. And the next thing that I will be looking at is cabinets because, you know, unlike some people who just live down the block from a world famous woodworker.
Yeah.
I don't have the fancy schmancy tools to cut my own cabinet.
Or a brother-in-law that can build a wooden cabinet.
Right.
Yeah, there are a lot of companies out there that will sell you basically either the desktop or full-size cabinet as a kit. So it comes pre-cut out, and then you just have to get your own electronics. And I think they even come with the buttons. So there's very little soldering that you have to do to get the buttons to interact correctly with the Raspberry Pi. So that's the thing that I'm looking at right now. Is cost and shipping and those kinds of things and materials. Brian, you went with a natural wood on your cabinet, correct?
I did. Yeah, but for the buttons, you don't even have to do, if you get the one that they have on Amazon that's got the joysticks and the buttons all in one deal, there's no soldering at all.
Cool.
It's little terminals and you just slip the things right onto the terminals and works right out of the box.
Okay,
I got to find out which ones you got there so that when I get to that point, I've got everything I need.
Oh yeah, I'll give you guys both a link.
Yeah.
The one thing that I'm looking at is a lot of the companies that sell you the cabinet of the parts is you can also have them, or you can have another company do a custom made sticker to go on the outside. So you have your custom cabinet so that it looks like a traditional arcade cabinet. So that's what I'm looking at right now. But I had a question for you, Scott, because didn't at one time, this is a couple of years ago, you had shared a video of going into a storage area where a lot of your dad's old cabinets were at. Are you repurposing that, or what are you planning on doing?
So the old cabinets. All right. So I have two. It's a long story, but when my dad died, nobody knew that he had all of these. He had hundreds of cabinets with working CRTs and everything that didn't have any games attached to them. They were just basically generic stand-up arcade cabinets that were just lined in a storage unit, and we didn't know about it. They were from the old business. We thought they were long gone. So what ended up happening is they all got auctioned and lost. But two machines somehow made it through. One was this really old prototype he built, which was a sit-down cocktail model we used to use in Pizza Huts and stuff. and it had like Gallagher, I don't know what, on it, but real basic, but really cool because he built it. So I always thought it was really neat. So that got held back. Nothing that's in it works. It's all but, you know, the CRT's dead. Everything's dead in there. And then a Moon Cresta. Oh, no, there's three. A Moon Cresta cocktail cabinet and a Pac-Man cocktail cabinet. And the two that I have are the Moon Cresta and the old Galaga thing that he built. It may have had some hacked ROM on there, like one of these black market boards for like Kamikaze 3 or something, which is some ripoff of Galaxian. Anyway, whatever it was. So I still have those two. The big kicker for me right now is, what am I going to do? Am I going to start with a brand new design, which I'm kind of leaning toward for a full size cabinet? Mm-hmm. Or do I take one of these, gut them, and turn them into something? Or do I do both? It's possible I'll do both.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, I barely have time to brush my teeth in the morning, so I don't know if I'm going to do what I'm going
to
do.
Seems like, I mean, I don't know. It seems like there'd be the really cool nostalgia aspect to do, take the Galaga cabinet that you've got, or the Moon Cresta cabinet that you've got, and gut it and put a new thing in there.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I'm...
But then you end up with the storage problem of, now I have to have this big... you know, Raspberry Pi takes up quite a bit less space than all the guts you need for the Moon Cresta.
That's true. That's true. But I do definitely want to go, if I'm making my own, I'm definitely going to go full-size stand-up, even though I don't need to. And there's a few reasons why. I'll give you guys some hints of some ideas we got going.
Because it looks cool.
But well, that's number one. But number two is the what do you call it? The coin door?
Oh, yeah. Coin slot, yeah.
That might be a fridge with... like soda.
Oh, that's cool. Brilliant.
So we're thinking of a few. We're thinking of some stuff like that. Like
if you can remake it so that it serves multiple purposes.
Yeah.
The one on the
Steve and
the
I like
to
ideas.
Make stuff.
Yeah.
Website.
Yeah.
That's got drawers and everything. Like it's. You know, you get your Raspberry Pi thing and all the stuff you need there, but all that extra space in the cabinet is all storage, and it's all pull out drawers where you can put stuff, and that's another brilliant way to do it.
Yeah. So we're aiming for lots of weird stuff like that on this thing. So we'll see. I don't know. It's very in my head, it's very lofty, my goals.
Sure.
You can do it.
In my execution, who knows? Like if I did if I do it right, it could be, you know, that could be some viral video business, but
For sure.
I just want to, I don't know, but I also kind of want to preserve my dad's cabinet. So I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. But this is good to know, though. I like all this front end stuff. And
next week we should talk about monitor orientation.
Okay.
Because that's going to be the next thing that kind of determines how you build your cabinet.
Good point. Yeah, I feel like it's, you almost want something that's square, and then, because you got a lot of, like Pac-Man is vertical. X-Men is horizontal.
90% of the games you played back in the day were vertical. But I have an argument for the horizontal that I'll talk about next week.
Yeah, there should be a bunch of those. I think I'm leaning toward, I'm okay with having letterboxing depending on the game. Because I want to have the most possible stuff. If it needs to be 4x3, I want to support it. If it's the tall orientation, I want to support it. And if it's wide, I want to support it.
Right.
So we'll see. Anyway, next week, more from the MAME moment. And I'll have an actual theme for it then. Steven, anything else happening over at Major Spoilers people should be on the look for?
Not really this week. Just check out our podcast. People are really digging Critical Hit with our Call of Cthulhu game that's going on. And so I would encourage people to go check that out over at majorspoilers.com.
You know where to go, folks. Go check it out. Steven, have a fantastic day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye now.
See ya.
All right.
Super cool. Super cool.
Got some quick emails for you if you'd like them.
I would like them. I'd like them very much.
I think these may be both responses to the Dunaway guest spot. I'm not sure. It says, of all the hotel towels you've confiscated, says Daniel Pierce. Oh, yeah, this is definitely something that Dunaway and I talked about. I'm surprised you said you use IKEA. Using either is nice. Just thought Dunaway's inquiry was good in for what was an a good in for you to plug your favorites.
Was a good in for you to plug your favorite
sedacious pastime.
Right.
Yeah.
Like he provided you with a good way to plug your.
When I used to steal towels from hotels, it was never the full towels. It's never the full towels. It's always like the little one of the little facey ones, just the little
head towels.
Ones. Yeah. I'm not going all crazy on that when I do that or when I do. I haven't done it in a long time. Okay, it's been a while.
You didn't steal one at BlizzCon?
No.
Oh
no, I did not, and I didn't. I think what happened is I finally realized that I was stealing things. I think it finally hit me. That,
it finally dawned on you. Wait a minute.
I think it hit me. I'm like, you know what? I'm not really entitled to this towel, no matter what I paid for this room. It's kind of like not the nice thing to do. Yeah. So I stopped doing it. But yeah, when I was getting those towels, they were always just hand towel. And I don't go to IKEA. My wife gets them at Kohl's, which is different than IKEA.
Yeah.
So there may be some confusion there. Keep rocking, says Daniel Pierce. Final email from Chris says, guys, people get allergies in the winter. It's a thing. It's because of the drier air. Mucous membranes get dried out and you become more susceptible. I get this all the time in the winter, but only in certain parts of the country where the air gets dry, like here or Colorado. In humid climates, I don't get the allergies. Also, taking allergy pills helps. I can see why you like it, Chris. What does that mean?
Do you have that I can see why you like it thing capped out yet?
I don't know. Do I? What's it from?
It's from the video from last month's winning video of Introduce a Friend to TMS.
Oh, right. I forgot. That was from the winning one? I need to go get that then.
Well, I can see why you like it.
I'm going to put
it sound like a couple of 13-year-old boys with deep voices.
Yeah, I need to pull her out. Oh, maybe I did. Did I? Hold on. You know what? Let's learn together.
Okay.
Get it. Like it. Here we go. Let's see if all the words... Here's every file I have with the word like in it. You ready?
Oh, God.
Oh, there's too many. There's too many. Hold on. How about like it? Okay, there's only four.
I struck it big in Wall Street, and now I just surf. I used to wear a tie, and now I wear just a bracelet.
I like it.
Okay, that's not it. How about this one?
I like it.
No, that's not it. How about this one?
I like it.
Okay, no. How about...
Oh, I'd like to see your cities.
All right, so this is the only... likes. I guess I didn't do it. I'll go do it.
Okay. Cool.
I like it.
I like it.
I like it.
Yeah.
So this email comes from talking about my aunt who was saying when we were over there, she was sniffling and coughing and, you know, looked like she had a cold, but she was saying, oh no, it's just allergies. And it turned out obviously.
Oh yeah. No, she had full blown flu bug, man.
She did. Exactly. Yep. I definitely was no doubt in my mind that at least phase one of this Ibbot virus came from her.
Yeah. At the very least, it left the door open for the other deal to get in.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. While my immunity system was fighting one thing and said, oh, I'm going to swoop in and attack from the other side.
That's right. Like a flanking unit is what
exactly.
It was.
Exactly. Yep.
If you'd like to send in your own flanking unit, you can use themorningstream@gmail.com. I'm going to burp. I'm not going to burp. Okay. It's for themorningstream@gmail.com is the email address. Thank you so much, both Chris and Daniel, for your emails. And thank you guys for listening today. The show is brought to you by you primarily. Go to patreon.com/TMS and support us if you haven't already. A little bit helps here and there, does amazing things. And if you haven't listened to the show live, do check it out every Monday through Thursday at 9 a.m. Mountain Time right over there at twitch.tv/frogpants. And we're streamed every day on Alpha Geek Radio as well. We have a little simulcast going on there and diamondclub.tv. Big thanks to all those guys for running these concurrent versions of the show in the morning. Find us at frogpants.com/TMS. All our contact details are there, including our Twitter accounts, Morningstream, Scott Johnson, and Coverville. Brian, that's it.
Okay.
I'd like to leave now, but before I do, I can't do it without hearing some music in my head. What do you have for me?
We are going to rock you into your Martin Luther King Jr. Day. By the way, happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Thanks, man. You too.
Or Great Americans Day, as some people are calling it. Anyway. Oh.
Really? Why do they call it that?
I don't know. I saw a news article over the weekend that I wasn't quite paying full attention to where they were saying Monday is also known as Great Americans Day in some places.
I've never heard of that. Are those people who just cannot stand the idea that it's Martin Luther King Jr.? Is that the deal?
I guess. I don't know. That's really weird.
Lame.
So Acetisis in the chat room, Aset in Slack, also known as Genie, but not the Genie. GK Genie, the different Genie, says, I'm late requesting, but the 10th of January was my birthday. I was hoping you could find a good cover by Trent Reznor. I really enjoy the way he arranges his covers. Thanks for all you both do. You make my hour-long commute to work much more bearable. Love the show, though. Genie.
Aw.
Well, yes, I can help you out here. How about a song that was performed by Trent Reznor with Karen O and Atticus Ross? for the soundtrack to the 2011 film The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. That was the Daniel Craig one, the American version of that, which I wish they would have continued with.
Yeah. Has it really been that long, by the way?
It's really been that long. It's really been since 2011.
Weird. Six years, man. That's crazy.
It is crazy. Here is their cover of Led Zeppelin's The Immigrant Song, covered here by Trent Reznor and company.
See you guys soon. Tomorrow, in fact. Come on back. Tuesday. This has an intro, and I can talk over
a long one, yeah.
A long one. So come back tomorrow. Justin will be here. Bill will be here. Brian and I will be here. I think it's about ready to go. Oh, there we go.
Part of the Frog Pants Network. Yes. Get more at frogpants.com.
Shoom, shoom, shoom.